Right on top. Okay, everybody. Everyone, have a little photo.
Everyone wants to see Sue's presentation on the Green Party. It's about to start.
Are we going to continue right now?
No.
You're using the screen.
Yes. Everybody, come so we can see the screen. And let me say first, I'm going to skip some slides. So I want to get to the second presentation. That's important because it's the concept of what we're doing. But this history is very important. This is how, as Joseph said, false flag operations operate, especially when they have money behind them. And I've been in the Green Party for 3 years as an active organizer, but I've always voted Green. So this is my experience. This is the history of MMT. We got our platform, sovereign money, real sovereign money, into the platform by 2010. With the help of New City and public people. At the end of 2017, MMP started coming into the party. Our party is a state, has state organizations, and they feed everything up to the national organization. So that's the structure of the Green Party in the United States. And last year is when we had the debate about MMT's proposals to change our platform at the national level. The way that that works, each state sends delegates to a national committee. So we have 130 delegates on the national committee. And when there's a proposal to change the platform, there's a month-long discussion about it on our listserv for all the delegates, and then the last week is a vote. And it's all done online, because it's a whole national thing. Okay. So I'm gonna just go through. This is the two Greens in Missouri who worked for three or four years to get our real money, government-issued money platform. And Stephen Zarlenga met, they heard him talk twice over the course of several years, and they identified what he said as critical, and that it's a system change that the Green Party needed to hear about, and that's why they worked for those years to get it into the platform. And basically, it has nationalized the 12 Federal Reserve banks, put them into the Treasury. There's no more central bank. There's Treasury-issued money. And the privileged banks now have to create money. And the new money that must be regularly added assure a fair distribution of such expenditures across the United States. Distribution of any new money. So that is in our platform. And Howard Switzer, you heard his song, right? And he was a founding member of the Tennessee Green Party. And in 2007, he heard Stephen Zarlenga talk. And then Stephen called him up. He was a local currency advocate, Howard. Stephen called him up and invited him to the conference. And ever since he went to that conference, he's been a strong advocate explaining the difference between government-issued money and bank-issued money. Okay. This is Howie Hawkins. He is very knowledgeable. Now, Howie Hawkins gave the keynote speak, it was 2015 at the AMI. And in that year, Stephen had given a discount to all Green Party members. So 40% of the audience was Green Party. So at the end of Howie's talk, he talked about the history of Green Party third parties in the 1800s in the US. He's very knowledgeable. And at the end of the talk, we asked him, we said, well, Howard, what should we do next? And he said, create a website, make it very simple to explain what real money is. And this is we got together, there was like four or five of us who worked, all Greens, we worked for a number of years, and we created this website, which I encourage everyone to share, because we kept it simple. It's very down to earth. This is the difference between government issued versus bank issued money. And it's called greensformonetaryreform.org. That's the website. And on that website, if you go, I don't have it here, but I just mentioned, if you go to the history tab on that website, and there are class materials for Stephen Zarlanger's book, Lost Science and Money. You can look through them. There's PowerPoints. There's recordings of the class. We had a class in it, which we have here. So one of the first things that happened with MMT getting into the Green Party was David Cobb, who's a well-known Green Party person in the United States, he has this internet talk. And it's called Democracy in Action. So he called me up one day and he said, you know, I'm so confused about all the money stuff. You know, I don't understand. So he had me talk about real sovereign money. He had Walt McCree talk about public banking. And I had Warren Mosler, the billionaire founder of MMT, talk. And I said to David, I said, well, you know, I'll do it. But I don't want it to be a debate, I want it to be an explanation. And so that he gave each one of us 10 minutes, and then he had questions from the internet, and we answered them. So that was the first introduction, in the party. Then in 2 years ago, in the summer, the National Green Party had an annual meeting, and MMT showed up. They gave a workshop, Modern Monetary Theory. And this man, some of you might know him, Steve Grumbine. He runs an internet site called Real Progressives, and he's major in getting all of these lies out about MMT to an audience that doesn't understand how an economy works or how a monetary system works. Very progressive audience, but they're very, it's like a siren song to them. So he gave the talk, I was there, and this is just how they work. So I sat down in the front, I was just gonna listen, and I'm sitting next to a gentleman, and he's saying, oh yeah, I come to see MMT, I live in the neighborhood. And I said, yeah. So then Steve Grumbine starts to talk, and he starts, at one point he starts saying something about quantitative easing that doesn't make sense. So I raised my hand and I said, no, this is what quantitative easing does. It empowers banks, you know. And Steve Grumbine, who is not an economist, he doesn't really understand what he's talking about. But anyway, he tried to answer me. And this guy next to me, he goes, to Steve's over there, he goes, he was part of them. That's how they work, I tell you. I had it already in Occupy Alternative Banking.
He stopped you working, speaking. He stopped
he didn't want my question answered. Just go on.
Now I see.
Yeah. Go on. Yeah. You know, I was a little shocked because I thought this was just a friendly But anyway, but that's how they work. This happened to me before with them. So, last year, MMT submitted multiple amendments to the GPUS National Platform. And let me just go through here. The National Committee, the 130 people, MMT went into the Nebraska State Party, and because it's the parties that proposed the platform changes. And so all of these platform changes came from Nebraska, and we're wondering what's going on in Nebraska with MMT. Nebraska asked the steering committee if they could have two advisors that could speak on the listserv and explain everything. And the steering committee said, well, this is unusual, but, you know, we'll trust Nebraska. And so these two people, MMT people, became advisors to the steering committee in this process. The first man hardly spoke at all for the month and a half. I think he had one post. But the second man, Dr. Joseph Firestone, did all the posting, explaining MMT. So then Howard, who's on the National Committee, Howard Switzer, right? He sees this and he goes to the National Committee. He said, well, we would like two advisors too for the platform, to explain the platform. So we got approved, Joe, Bonchi, Bonnie, and myself. And the steering committee is like, what's going on here? You know, it's like these two people and now these two people. And they said, well, we said yes to the MMT advisors. I guess we have to say yes to the platform advisors. And so that was the setup on the National Committee listserv. So we had the discussion. We got all of their platform changes turned down. The National Committee turned down all of them, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness. And as the way I think about it is, the Green Party in the U.S. still has some common sense. Mm-hmm. That's the way I think about it. This is the vote. You can see, 70-70. No, we don't want those platform changes. There were more. I just focused on the major ones, 5, but I think they sent in a total of 8. Okay. And I said, before we look at the MMT proposed changes, this is what I noticed in the challenge from MMT. Because, you know, I wasn't really studying them. MMT ignores bank money creation. They don't want to really discuss it. Debt levels in the US, they don't want to discuss that. Corporate power, multinational corporations, monopolies, globalization, and history. That's pretty a lot of their glory, you know? And it focuses on blaming the government. It's all the government's fault. They're not creating enough money. Deficit spending, which they say is net financial assets. All of those credit bonds that are sitting in all of your accounts in your, you know, your retirement account. Look at, that's what it is. You know, but most of them are in banks and in wealthy people's, you know, accounts or whatever. Federal taxes do not fund spending. They disappear off the accounting. The Fed creates the reserves for the Treasury direct, which is not true. Money equals debt, obviously. Joseph has spoken about that. Government is to blame, government is to blame, government is to blame. That's their focus. And that's been the focus of the banks and the banking system. That's the focus throughout history. Take the money, the power to create money away from public authority, from our government, taken away. And blame the government. It's going to cause inflation. You can't trust them. They're corrupt, whatever. Blame government so that, of course, the money power will stay with the private banks. They're part of that old tradition. It's hundreds of years of defaming what we need, our government, we need to get a good life for everybody.
It's a brutal summary.
The what?
A brutal summary.
Oh. That's what I learned through this process. And this is Joe Hooper's definition of state. This is very important because they have taken the word sovereign money and they have taken any real meaning from it. And it sounds so good to their audiences.
Mm.
You know? Mm. But we know what a sovereign money is. It's a unit of account. It's who's issuing the money and who's benefiting from issuing the money. You know. Okay. So this is the first of their changes to our platform. I have to just say, this is what, thank God for the people in the, you know, the National Committee who could really just react. Take out taxes, fund public services. Take that out of the platform. And take this out. Apply government, Medicare and Social Security and taxes. Apply it to investment income and to all levels of income, not really the first. So increase the tax, in the platform, it's like, well, wait a minute. Our taxes for Social Security get cut off at 106. Increase that because we have to support our older people, our people who are incapacitated, this part of it. And they're going to take that out. And, some of the people in the party said, well, what's going to fund Social Security? And they never answered that. And they wanted to add, the Green Party knows that at the federal level, taxes do not fund spending. Mm-hmm. I mean, really. Repeal Social Security and Medicare taxes. Just repeal it. There's no substitute for it. I think the Green MMT was shooting itself in the foot when it did this. I mean, it's so blatant. You know, it's like, and here's Albert Einstein. He says, "Oh dear."
So, excuse me. Brief question. Slide before.
Yeah, hold on. I have to use this to go back.
So it's very amazing that the last thing right on the right side below, repeal federal insurance contributions, and so on, and then what then?
They didn't say.
No, that's unbelievable.
Isn't it?
Yes. what's the sense of it? I mean, how do they?
Well, taxes disappear.
Uh-huh.
So
this credit, this bank credit.
Yeah. So taxes disappear. We don't need
this. You create
all
the money you want. So basically, what you are doing is just increasing the power of people.
This is not possible.
Is that taken seriously?
Well,
10 minutes left.
The Green Party didn't.
I guess people in Europe would laugh on that.
Hopefully.
It's in a way ridiculous.
Yes.
They didn't adopt it. But the proposition is ridiculous, yes.
Yes, yeah, that's what I mean, yeah. Sure, yes.
But not if you say taxes are deleted when they're paid into the Treasury.
Okay.
You say? Yeah. Livable income. Okay. Well, our party has universal basic income in our platform. They took that out. And these Greens, they added, MMT adds, Greens support government jobs. Joseph talked about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, as an issuer of the currency, it is the role of the federal government to maintain a deficit large enough, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Greening the dollar. Now, this is the core of our sovereign money, greening the dollar. This is what those two Greens in Missouri got into our platform. They remove it. And our government retains its sole ability to create high-powered government money, reserves, currency, coins, and to deficit spend. That's what they're substituting it for. Take away government-issued money, our sovereign money, they use that word,
okay,
and put the current system, keep the current system in place. Basically.
Yes, but
this is okay if this is the first sentence.
You know? The new high-powered government money / net financial assets. See, it's all assets to us. Don't worry, it's not debt. acknowledge while banks do create money, they do not have the capacity to create net financial assets at will like the federal government. Like the federal government can create all that debt, which are net financial assets in everybody's account. So the banks, don't worry, the banks don't have that power.
But they create money, but...
Well, you don't look at the banks with MMT. Don't look there. The government is the one that's doing it.
Yeah.
National debt. this is, you know, in our platform we had reduced our national debt by increasing taxes. All of that was taken out, and they wanted... The idea that a national debt is a cumulative debt that all Americans together have to pay is not just untrue, but it is highly misleading and dangerous. Any American, this is MMT, any American who has bought treasury securities and bonds is holding that liability, which is an investment to them, a private surplus, though we may call it public debt. The federal government is the issuer of the currency and issues and spends into the economy for public purpose. And poor Albert Einstein was like biting his nails, you know. What is it? And then they made a change to the preamble to our platform. So we say, in our platform, we say levels of federal revenue are the lowest they have been since 1950 because of tax cuts and breaks for the very rich and for corporations. And MMT took that out and says, sovereign economics, right? Well, these problems that we have stem from people in our government, blame the government, people in our government who are not willing to do what is needed to take care of the problems faced by the American people. Blame the government. Because Congress refuses to use its sovereign power to spend, which to them is bonds.
Interesting.
I mean, it's bizarre. This is some thoughts about all of this. Americans are not taught how a monetary system works. As Stephen Walsh explained in one of the workshops, in 1892, 93, 1800, Woodrow Wilson, a history professor at Princeton, was on a national education committee deciding what curriculum was going to go into the high schools, which were starting up in the United States, high school curriculum, and they took out political economy. And the committee voted, it was Wilson's suggestion, and the committee voted and said yes,
the high school students won't be able to understand it. So we're dumb down.
May I ask this quotation of Wilson?
Say louder.
What once funded the Federal Reserve Bank in 1913, there's a quotation, quite the quotation of Wilson, saying that he has got a headache and he's very depressed about having signed the Reserve Act. Is that true or is it invention?
I've heard it a lot of times, but there's a lot of people in our history, American history, that have regretted what they've done, and I'm like, that's I'm really sorry I did that. You know? No, seriously, there's a lot of MMT says monetary reform is not that hard. It's not that hard. No structural changes are necessary. People are attracted to this. It's not hard. If you say, you know, we have to go up against the big banks to make this change, people get scared, and it's hard. It's hard. It needs a lot of bravery and thinking. Like, MMT says it's not hard. It's the government that just need to create, you know, more net assets, financial assets. We need to keep speaking the truth of debt-free money and its history. I mean, that will cut through all of this. Think about this. How does MMT compare to Stephen Zelenka? The primary importance of the money power, the power to create money and regulate it. The nature of money purposely kept secret and confused, MMT. How a society defines money determines who controls the society. How do we define money? MMT says it's net financial assets. You know, forget about that. The battle, this is where the history is really critical. The battle over control of money has raised four millennia, public versus private. And this is the helpful part. On the National Committee was this woman from Michigan, the Michigan Green Party, Rita. And she made a post on the National Committee one day, and she said to MMT, she said, you know, I'm a retired lawyer, and 10 years ago, I studied the monetary system. She said, I don't really remember that much. She said, okay, I don't really remember that much, but, you know, I don't think what you're saying is true. And she called me up, and she said, you know, we need a banking committee in the Green Party at the national level. And she's been instrumental, and we worked on it. This is since last summer, and around 6 weeks ago, we got all of the approval of our bylaws and our mission statement, and we have members coming on, and it's really a really good focal point on our committee to start to really educate the state parties. You know, so that's really, I spent a lot of time on that. And here's the end. The nature of money purposely kept secret and confused. Thank you.
Sue, I'm sure you know that in Britain, the only party, there's a party which has adopted positive money concept. And the only party in Britain is the Greens Party.
Yes. You know. Are you a member?
No, but I just know about it because I use it in talks I give. I'll read out their manifesto section.
Wonderful.
And it's more or less totally our positive money theme. But of course, after this, I'll be watching out.
Why don't you join? Think about it.
I mean, this is almost criminal deception, isn't it? You should think there should be a misrepresentation act which stops people from being publicly telling falsehoods. And it's not innocent. I don't think we can be that generous. I think it's deliberate. And that is very, very serious.
Apparently, yes. Apparently, that's the impression I always have.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But it's a trade with other parties also.
What?
It's a trade. It with other parties also, do you know?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Why with the Green Party?
The Green Party is a third party, a small part, very small party in the United States. It can allow in our, you know, true information about the monetary system. But other parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, are the bankers for years have gone in and controlled them with money. Our press is controlled with money. That started 100 years ago. J.P. Morgan bought the press back in 1917, so he could control the message starting then. You know.
So you have, it's considered free speech, isn't it? Which in other countries there are limits as to how much people can contribute, but in America you have money and free speech.
I don't know the details. I can't answer that.
Yeah, there is an act, Citizens United, that declares that money contributions to political parties is considered as free speech. So there is no effective limit as to how much someone can contribute, and that's how they get the politician. And there's no laws as to what you.
But even before that, the money was used.
Yeah.
And all of the bills, the financial bills in our Congress, the lobbyists from the financial industry go in. And I have stories from someone who worked there in Washington, exactly how they do it. And it's they control the law.
Yeah, I've heard that there's five lobbyists from the financial industry per congressperson.
Yes. Oh, yeah.